We are recording.
I'm Greg Jones, chairperson of the Utah Pharmacy Licensing Board. I'd like to call this meeting of the Utah Pharmacy Licensing Board to order. It is now 8:30 on April 26, 2016. The meeting is being held in room 474, fourth floor, Key Grand Lodge, Building of the Public City of Utah. Notice this meeting was approved as required under Utah's open meeting laws. In compliance with Utah's open meeting laws, this meeting is being recorded in its entirety. The recording will be posted with the Utah Public Notice website no later than 3 business days following the meeting. In compliance with Utah's open meeting laws, written minutes will also be prepared at this meeting. Approved minutes will be posted with the Utah Public Notice website no later than 3 business days after approval. Following board members are in attendance: Trevor Jones, chairperson; Chris Hoffman, vice chair; Jan Bird; Roger Fitzpatrick is excused; Andrea Kemper; Kelly Lundberg; and Paige Pavitt. Thank you for being here, everybody. The following board members are absent, just Roger as mentioned. The following individuals representing Doppel and the Department of Commerce are also in attendance. Mark's not here. Dane's here. Bureau Manager, Lee Avery, Board Secretary. Chair Bennett, Compliance Specialist. Ray Walker, not here. Dave Furlong, Chief Investigator, and Dan Briggs, Investigator Supervisor.
Lynn's not here.
Oh, hey, Lynn. Hey, you're being quiet back there.
Always.
Well, hey, yeah. Travis, I see you. Shirley,
Jen
Smith.
Jen.
Hi,
Jennifer.
Jennifer. Hey, Jennifer, on the list.
Jennifer Healy.
Okay.
And Greg, if I may, well, I give you her name. She can stand. I can introduce her. This is Silmara Charlesworth.
Silmara Charlesworth?
Yeah, say your first name for
me. I go by Silmara. Sil Charlesworth.
And she's been hired to be the new investigator in St. George, taking Sandy's place. So she's training up here for 3 months. We've got her on a rollaway. We don't have enough cubicles now. She's on a little rollaway table between Camille and Hooper down in the pharmacy area, and just like a sponge soaking everything in. So
I thought you were going to say rollaway cot.
I didn't. Jason Chaffetz, yeah.
I have a rollaway cot that I live on quite often. You'll be fine for a few months. Well, welcome, Phil. Nice to have you aboard. Okay, we welcome any visitors and interested persons at this time. Please be sure to sign the attendance report for the meeting, which is here by the door. And then if you do speak, please identify yourself so we can get that in a minute so we know who makes a comment. As a courtesy to everyone participating in this meeting at this time, we ask for all cell phones, pagers, and other electronic devices to be turned off or changed to silent mode. Board motions and votes will be recorded in a minute. Let's now proceed with the agenda. Let's see, we completed the preview, I believe. Let's review minutes from the March 22nd meeting. All right, any corrections on page 1? Page 2? Page 3? Page 4?
That's something on page 4. Just under new discussion items, the overview of US 100, second sentence. It should just say there is a 6-hour CE course available, not a requirement.
Yeah. Thanks, Chip. Anything else on page 4? And I guess page 5 is just signature page. Motion to approve minutes. Thanks, Phil. Thanks, Chris. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Thank you.
If there's anything on there you'd like me to go over, we can. The one highlight was Lynn Hooper and Camille Farley went down to St. George to the animal control officers training and talked to them about the new Class C license that's required for their animal control shelters and also the narcotic detector dog training. And they had a couple citations and 70 pharmacy inspections for the month. So that was kind of the bulk of what they were working on.
I was very confused when you first started talking about the animal control thing. I thought you were talking about the pharmacy association meeting.
Yeah. Because you went down to that.
Yes, and that'll be on next month's report. Next month. That happened in April.
Okay. So a couple of citations and the same thing they talk about this site. Any questions, board members, for Dave or anything?
Thank you. I did have one question on the fine on the second citation. Is it just $100?
And I did too, so who can answer that?
I've got it. Yours is the first citation. The one on $100, it sounds worse than it was as far as what the actual violation was, as far as the fencing. It's a branch pharmacy in Green River. It's a really, really small branch. I wish I had known this was on here, and I would have brought up the citation to see where it was cited. It was more than mid-range of what the violation that was cited as far as the schedule. It was a matter of their branch pharmacy, and what led to the investigation is we thought there was a lot of things being dispensed incorrectly. It was not the case. It was they have everything really, really good in a vending machine. There was a couple of cases if they were giving smaller amounts, like 3 large tabs instead of 6 or 8, that weren't already prepackaged spending, that they had it. They had everything documented, but they would handwrite a label and do all of the stuff because it wouldn't come out of the vending machine. It came to our attention because of seeing as a case where a handwritten label came up. So I don't have the citation in front of me. It actually mid-range on what it was cited for was $75. It's a teeny little rural branch pharmacy. And $75 would have been mid-range. It was $100. I don't know, but I don't have it in front of me to know which one it was selected on. So I guess that's where the justification came in on that.
You guys were busy. 70 inspections?
Yeah.
Trying to set a record?
They did.
And one of my pharmacies was fortunate enough to receive one of those inspections. Got a quick phone call from the staff, and by the time I could call them back, you guys were done and gone. So they were, you guys were very nice to go. So thanks for that. All right, any other questions for Dave? Okay, thanks, Dave.
You're welcome.
Okay, compliance report, Sharon.
All right, so for the board meeting on 4/26/2016, as far as the monthly update, we have Dennis Beasley, who's late on fees and per exam, which we are discussing with him today, and then Scott Harris missing employer reports. Those are the two issues we have out of all of them. Probationers that are being seen today, we are going to see Professional Park Pharmacy meeting with the board today for a board follow-up. Recently, Professional Park Pharmacy had an inspection for DOPL, and this was a past result. All paperwork is up to date, and the fees that you should see, non-sterile compounding and USP 795.
Sharon, will Robert and Dennis be here, or will those be phone calls?
What do we have on that?
They're both supposed to be here.
Okay. We're also meeting with Robert Lammel. Robert is meeting with the board today for his follow-up interview. Robert continues to send in reports on time. His fees are due August 24th, 2016. Then we have Dennis Beasley. Dennis is meeting with the board today to discuss the compliance on his fees and also his pair exam. Ethics and Pharmacy Law, 3 hours are due. They were due 3/26/2016. His sinking error class was to 9/26/2015. We kind of want to touch base on that and see if he did send that, if that was ever completed. And then his para exam was due 3/26/2016. Now, he has had a full hip replacement, so we have had that. I've had all the medical documents sent in, and also his UAs are clean. Okay. Stuckey Family Pharmacy. Stuckey Family Pharmacy is requesting early termination of probation. Probation actually ends in September 16, 2016. The paperwork is all on time. The final inspection was completed on this pharmacy from Doppel. This was also a past result. Okay. Stone Drug, Mike Stone. Mike Stone from Stone Drug is actually calling in today to discuss supervisor reports. The stip and order states quarterly for the first year. After the first year, the supervisor shall visit in person the pharmacy on an as-needed basis as determined by the division and board. The division asked for a supervisor report in May. This report was received last Friday. Mike would like some clarification regarding this. The division requested Mike to meet with the board today. And then we have a couple of follow-ups. The follow-up from the previous board meeting, we have We Care Pharmacy, and I believe...
I have that.
Okay. Board requested a letter from James Porter stating all about how he keeps up on his compounding. This letter was sent out to the board to review. We just need approval on that today. Board also asked for us to send in his policy and procedure manual for the board to review. This was sent out to the board to review. The board wanted to review this so they could approve his practice plan today. And then also the board asked for us to send in his Exhibit C that was missing to review. He has sent that in, so we have it all in the packet. And I also had a conversation with Ferris regarding him staying in compounding. He feels like now he has a good supervisor, he will continue in the compounding. Okay? And then the final one that we're reviewing from last board meeting is Jolly's Corner Pharmacy. The last board meeting, the board requested that the practice plan needed to be amended with an additional paper. Also needed are the policy and procedure for compounding, so the compounding needed to be added to the policy and procedure. Both of those will be reviewed by the board today.
Who has those?
I do. Both things and first review.
So should we take care of a few of those issues before we have our first probation?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Should we start with UK?
There's a lot of information here, and I didn't review it before it's sitting in front of me. So. You know, on things like this, I think that we need to take the time that we need to do sure before we vote on them. So.
So Sharon, we've got the We Care to look at,
Jolly's Corner Pharmacy.
And then we could probably just review this request from Stuckey also.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Are both the only ones we needed to address other than the people we're seeing?
Yes, Stuckey is coming in. We are seeing him. So there was two to address from last board meeting. And I know everyone had sent back the email stating that as far as the compounding, keeping up the compounding with We Care Pharmacy, I know that came back, that everyone was approved with that.
Who's James?
Yes, James Porter.
Thank you. Ready to move along. So, Kate, you have the documents for WeCare Pharmacy.
I do, and there's a couple notes on here. The first one, there's a question about the fine. Has that been paid? Or?
He's working on it.
Okay.
Yep.
When was that due?
Should stay on that paper.
Okay, it was due on March 1st, Kent.
Yeah, he's making payments.
And he is going to continue this compounding, and his SOPs are extensive in terms of displaying their training and things and what they're going to do to continue the compounding. He paints up today. He also in the SOPs talked about the Beyond View Stadium and how that state product can test for it. So I think we've covered all the pieces of the puzzle that we had last time.
So, Chairman, do we need to approve the SOPs and approve the JBA quarter as the supervisor?
Correct.
Okay. So, we'll probably do that one more thing.
I motion that we approve the practice plan as submitted as well as the supervisor.
Thanks, Paige. 7 seconds.
I'll call them.
Thanks, Jen. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. Anything else we need to do for week care, Chairman?
Nope, I don't believe so. And then just Exhibit C, which you saw, was completed. So we're good.
Thanks. And then, $1,500 from Parks
and Rec. And it looks really detailed. It looks, you know, they look like they've had this in place since 2014, and maybe you added some additions as well. But I just have a few questions for them, so if I could maybe talk to them over this next month, and then we just approve it.
Yeah, that's fine. Okay.
Right. And the practice plans for that, too. So there's the policies and procedures as well as the practice plan.
For Jolly's?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, about this?
Am I going to back the practice plan?
And your thoughts about it?
I think the practice plan for their standard emergency operations cover the piece that they had trouble with.
Okay.
It's not very, it's not very all-inclusive, but it does cover what they need.
So we could approve the practice plan.
Practice plan. Yep.
So yeah. Okay. All right. Like
that. Motion to approve the practice plan.
Jolly's thanks, Kelly. Thanks, Kate. All in favor?
Aye.
So triple follow-up with Bryce.
Okay.
All right. Thanks. All right. Is Brad here? Anderson? What if he's expecting a phone call?
He called most of the time.
He did not confirm one way or the other.
He's St. George.
I don't see him.
Should we try calling him?
Or? Yeah.
Do you have a phone number for him?
I don't. That would be on his file.
Yeah. Anybody have other work?
Sure.
Is it okay if you keep the press or the policy and procedures?
Probably have a copy. I can
look. Yeah, look. I was trying to think if I had made a copy. Dial 9.
And then one.
Hello, thank you for calling Professional Pharmacy. Pharmacy is currently closed. The phone. Leave a voice message for the pharmacist. To include your prescription number,
does anybody need a refill? I think Robert's here. Robert, and then we can get you on your way a little sooner than expected.
Sounds good.
Thanks for being here, being on time.
I do. Hi, Robert. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for the follow up, and I think you kind of know a little bit about how we do this. If you could maybe update and let us know how you're doing and what's going on, we'll start there.
Everything's good. I don't know what the update was.
How's the job going?
Good. Pretty simple.
Where are you working?
PBM Pharmacy, Craigmont Pharmacy. We're a closed door pharmacy. Over on Jordan, 9836 South Jordan State.
Your employer reports are especially as the site has continued to be, so clearly you're very happy with the performance.
I believe things are going to
be almost always.
Yes. Okay.
that's the update. Nothing, okay. I mean, really, nothing going on at work. It's pretty, nothing really changes.
Okay.
Not full time. 8 hours a week. Good work if you can get it.
Yeah.
My golf game needs work.
And one other thing about thinking of class.
Okay.
You were
yes.
in the middle of that before, and I
yes.
think we talked about you kind of doing a summary of that
Perfect.
Today and talking a little bit about what you think out of that.
Okay. So just to let everyone know, originally I had 8 hours of CE assigned to me. We, in lieu of the 8 hours, we decided that I would take the thinking errors. So basically, I had 18 hours of class time. I guess I was a slow learner, so I went to a couple extra classes. So I was asked by the board last time to look at what findings. There are a lot of what I would call pearls of wisdom in it, but I wanted to share a few of the what I thought were the most eye-opening, at least for me. So just to give you an update, basically it's a class. They talk about various things in it, but over the course of the classes, they identify, there's probably about 10 different types of what they call cognitive thinking errors. So I'll try to quickly go through them and then we'll pull out. So the first one is what's called overgeneralization. That's most common when somebody says that, they call it polling. Familiar with that. So you say things like, everybody's doing this, or instead of most people. So you throw everybody into one bucket. Another error is what's called all or nothing thinking, which is black and white. There's no gray area. For the most part, people with this type of problem, they're perfectionists. If it doesn't fit, it's viewed as a failure. Then there's a third called mental filtering. That's basically where you see things as you want to see them. They also call it the distorted lens. There's another one called mind reading or fortune telling. Mind reading is where you basically, you know, the person you're talking to is going to come to a negative decision. So you've read their mind. The fortune telling is, when you actually predict things in a negative way. Another one is called emotional reasoning. You assume that things are going to turn out bad based on an emotion. Like you look at A and go, it's gloomy out, this board is doomed from the very beginning. There's another one called labeling. I refer to it as the mountain out of the molehill. You take a small incident, you basically blow it into the fact that you're going to label yourself something negative, like you're a failure for whatever reason. You can also label others in that as well, such as common, you would say, my boss is an idiot, they're an idiot, that type of thing. Discounting the positive, you might get an accolade for something, but you tend to downplay it. So it's a way for people who are negative thinkers to keep their self-esteem low. There's another one called personalization and blame, where you take responsibility for things that really aren't in your control. Common for in parenting, your child, son, daughter has bad grades, you might say, I'm a bad parent. So you're taking you're personalizing that. Blame for an action would be common, would be you drink or you take drugs because of a particular reason. Demand thinking. This is when you convince yourself that you or others or even the world must and should be a certain way, the way that you would expect it to be. If it's not, then everything's awful, it's an unfair world. Basically, you set unrealistic expectations for yourself. There's another one called low frustration tolerance, which is basically it's characteristic of highly intolerant people. And then there's catastrophic thinking, where you jump to the largest conclusion based on one small incident. So basically, those are the 10 things that over the course of those classes, we talked about, there was a lot of things that they talked about, but those are the kind of the common taking errors. You spend more time on some of them than you do others, but some of them are relevant, or you can see them right away. But I wanted to focus on a few of those and how they might have related to me. The first one was mental filtering. So that's where you see things through a distorted lens. You see things as you want to see them, basically. So I saw my situation as basically something I could handle. I look back on it now, I realize there's nothing that could have been further from the truth. I was dealing with a patient who had a drug addiction. In and of itself, because of the class that I did, let me go back just a second. The class that you take, let's say there are 15 people in there, 13 of them probably have some sort of substance abuse problem. So when you sit for any period of time, you understand it's a complex problem. As a pharmacist, I think you understand there's always a physical part of it. That's the part you understand. What you don't understand is the mental aspect of it. And certainly, back then, you think that at least to me, it's something you should be able to turn on and off. That is such an overgeneralization, perhaps. It's very complex, and these people have a lot of problems that, in that, I was ill-prepared. I mean, there was no way I was going to fix the patient in one fell swoop, but it's just beyond my scope. So, anyhow, that's how I saw things. I also saw my partner dispensing as not his fault. I saw it as that he was a victim of this particular person, that was my perception. I should have seen the situation as it was, and I should have taken the appropriate steps instead of my flawed course of action. I believe I looked at the situation as an overgeneralization in respect to what I thought an outcome would be. As I look back on this, I'm sure I had arrested a number of people before forgery, enough that I was given a detective badge from Draper Police. But I also saw that people were changing. The people we were arresting were changing. And as an overgeneralization, I'm not sure I saw it. You never really see the outcome when you arrest somebody for forgery or whatever. It's always something they leave the pharmacy and you never really see it again. I don't know if this played the changing face, I guess, is maybe what flawed my thinking or contributed to it. When I graduated from pharmacy school, I always remember, this is back when 1% of prescriptions you dispensed were C2. But back then, my image of somebody who would forge and be a drug abuser was some scruffy-looking, unkempt male person who would come into the pharmacy. The last couple of people that I had arrested were 30-year-old women with children. So I don't know if I think that I'm sure that played a in my mind, it's probably more because I didn't see it as it was. I probably empathized more with them. Anyhow, pause, thank you. I also believe that I engaged in what I call demand thinking, because I felt absolutely something had to be done. I wasn't quite sure what it was, but the path that I thought is, I couldn't do anything about my partner. I thought he was in a bad situation. Again, that's flawed thinking. I couldn't do anything with the patient. Again, that's flawed thinking. I should have seen things as they truly were instead of my own distorted reality. And then after that, I went through what I would call some of these negative aspects as well, labeling. Obviously, I didn't feel that good about myself. Discounting positives. I think I had done a lot of good things in my life, but I wasn't willing to accept it at that point, any accolades. There was a lot of personalization and blame on my side as well afterwards. So after all is said and done, I kind of came up with, there were seven things that you try to do through all of this. The first one is don't judge your label. I have to use evidence. Don't put yourself down. There's a place for guilt and shame. After an appropriate time, amount of time, no one quite knows when that is, but in our class, we would say that only the haters would attempt to big themselves up by continuing to bring it up. Challenge demand thinking. Use preferences. There's no place for emotional reasoning. Unsubstantiated. Don't punish yourself or others for bad behavior. And that's bad behavior in your view. Please, as I have learned, these can hurt you. Aim for unconditional acceptance of yourself and others, and that nobody is perfect. So, that's question.
Well, let me just make the comment very, very well done, thank Robert. We send people to the cognitive error thinking class not infrequently, and you did really a lovely job not only describing the class for people, and I think that might have been the first time they really, that the board has heard a little bit more specifically about what the class has to offer, but also how you related it to yourself, which is very nice, and to speak for the board, very nice for the board to hear that you're really applying it.
Thank you.
To yourself and really kind of thinking about what you did and how perhaps things could be different in the future, but it was to be more conscious of what you have for. So, really lovely job. Thank you.
Thank you.
Do you have any questions for us?
No.
You are in compliance. Your CEs are done, having finished this class. So at this point, you just continue to get in the paperwork to Sharon on a regular basis. I suspect we won't need to see Robert unless we have some concern at this point. Any questions from the board members to Robert?
I would just echo some of your comments, Kelly. That was really nice. And, this issue of substance abuse, we would like to think it's an easy thing or a simple thing, but it sounds like you had some good eye-opening conversations in that class. So,
that's great. It was an interesting class, I'll say that. The people are getting younger and younger. I guess that's...
I think I kind of thought the same way you did, when I first had a pharmacy school, as far as, who would be for that prescription, anyway, it's tragic a lot of times, and, we want to help people, and you feel helpless, and, I enjoyed your comments, thanks. So, I guess the thing we had,
So you've completed the class. Yes. Has he completed the requirements we need with him? Kelly, is he supposed to write a paper or anything, or just report back to us?
I think the report looks perfect. Yes.
So we can go see he's been our completed.
Yep.
Okay. Okay. Anything else for Robert? Thank you, Robert.
All right.
Thanks,
Robert.
Okay. Can we try professional parks again?
Okay. I have to do a 9 and a 1.
Just one.
You know, I've done that before. We have a little note on our tax machine at the auditor. 9? No, I can't remember what it is. Anyway, it helps me with this problem.
Thank you for calling.
Special Park Pharmacy, pharmacist.
Hi, is Robert there?
This is he.
This is Jan with the State Board of Pharmacy.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Do you have time to talk with us right now?
Yeah, I thought you would call me on my cell. I'm surprised you called on this number, but that's fine, yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's the only number that we had available.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah.
Would you like us to call you back on your cell?
Well, this is my business line, so it would be probably better as far as business goes to do that, if that's okay. Otherwise, how long? We can just do it now if you want. That probably won't take very long anyway. So.
Let me see if we have
whatever you would like to do, ma'am.
Could you give us your number, please?
My number is 435-632-1464.
Okay, we'll call you right back.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Hi, Brad. This is Jan again.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Apologize for that.
Oh, no problem. That's no problem. I'm surprised. That's fine. No big deal.
Okay. So you sent in some CEs that you wanted us to look over for you.
Mm-hmm.
We have done that, and we think the first 4 on your list and 7 and 8 would be the best ones for you.
7. Okay. So you want all? Okay. 7 and 8.
Well, those are the best ones out of the group that you sent in.
Okay.
Okay.
So what does that mean, Jen? I'm asking.
Has he completed all of them already?
Have you already completed all of them?
No. The board had to approve this before I was to do it, so I thought, well, there's no sense in doing it because it's not going to get approved. Of course, I can use it, but I did do it until I thought, well, let me approve it, then I'll get it done and send it.
Okay. He only needs what?
I need 6.
He's 6 and 2 hours on the
Well, I can do the hours because what I don't use for to satisfy the 6 that you guys need will just go on. I mean, all this will have to go to the e-file anyway. So
he needs 2 hours of US
so what I don't use to satisfy the board can be just used for my CE. So if you'd like me to do those, I'd be glad to do them. You can turn it in.
For your, this is supposed to be an addition to your regular CE.
Yeah, I realize that, ma'am.
Okay.
But now the way it's set up with all the CEs, you can't do it without giving them your e-file number. So when I do my renewal record, I'll just have 36 hours.
Okay, that'll be fine.
Did that make sense?
Yes, that'll be fine.
Okay.
So what we're saying is that the first 4 and the 7 and 8 are the ones that would refer to the compounding. You may have to find another USP 795, right?
He needs 2 hours.
Yeah. And
any of those fit the compound?
I think there's only one here.
They're only the ones, the one I found that was specifically $7.95 was only 1 hour.
Do you have any recommendations, Chris?
I know USP has something with $7.95 at 6 hours this summer. I'm not sure of the date. I think it's in July.
Okay. It's 6 hours?
Yeah, six hours.
Okay. Whatever you want to do, you guys. These are the ones that I found that I thought might work, and so I just submitted those because I knew they said that the CE had to be pre-approved by the board, so I did that.
The first one should be good. I don't know about the second one. What do you think? I don't know if that's...
We're looking that over one more time.
Okay.
Hey, Brad, who's the second one by?
These are all on Second Martarium. I think Corrigo bought them.
Okay.
They're a... you know that group? They're a compounding group. And it used to be... Petrim or one of those. It used to be another chemical company, then Perigo actually bought them out. So now you used to get a newsletter for Second Martarium.
So the first...
The first four are from them. The next ones are from Drugstore News and U.S. Pharmacist, CEM and CEM Medificus, and then MED Med Today. So those were the ones that I went through real quick. I can try and find another $7.95 that's 2 hours if that's preferable.
Trish thinks that one and two would qualify for $7.95.
Would take care of it? Okay. So if I do those 1, 2, 3, 4, 7, and 8, then I should be satisfied with the CE hours that you guys want?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. We'll get them done and get them turned into Sharon.
So how's everything else going?
We're doing good. We're coming up on my... inventory anniversary date in May. We'll do that. They did come and inspect me when they were down here to the convention, so I made everything went pretty good with that, I felt like.
Yeah, it looks like it was a pass, so that was great.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Other than that, no, everything seems to be going fine. As long as you guys are happy, then I'm happy.
I think you're doing everything just great.
Okay.
So just keep up what you're doing, and...
Okay.
It's up to the board.
So we think we'll let you go out for 6 months.
Okay.
And then we'll give you send you a letter and let you know when we'll be calling you again.
So approximately in October, September, October?
Correct.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you very much then.
All right. Have a good day.
Hey, you too, everybody. Hello. Have a good day.
Thanks.
Bye.
Well done, Jim. All right, Mr. Beasley, next. We're a little bit ahead of time. Maybe I can just take a minute before we get Sam on the phone. So Stuckey Family Pharmacy, they did have an inspection, and it looks like that passed. So, did you guys just do that recently, Travis?
Yeah, just well, we were down St. George that week, so it's a convention.
Okay, so that sounds like that went well. He's just written us a letter. I'm requesting, so he had a 2-year probation. I'm requesting that the 2-year probation established in September of 2014 be terminated 6 months early. So he's asking for early termination now. I followed the stipulation set forth and just completed another supervisor visit in preparation to this request. Incidentally, we've also had an inspection performed by Shirley and Travis on October 12th. And then he just made a comment about his supervisor, Travis Snow, from Fusion Pharmacy. He's been excellent to work with and provided great insight. I would think we would grant his request. Is Dennis here?
Did he respond to Dennis? Dennis did not respond either. Do you want to try calling him?
Can you try to call him?
Who has Dennis?
I've got him.
No, that should be there.
Do you have a number for me?
Yeah.
It's been a while since we've seen this, right?
Dennis?
It is.
Hi, Dennis. This is Andrea Kemper with State Board of Pharmacy. How are you?
I'm about 10 minutes away.
Oh, you are? Okay, great. Well, we'll just hang on and wait for you.
I got caught in the traffic at the south end of the valley.
Nope, you're fine, and we're a little early, too, so we'll just hang on, and we'll see you when you get here.
Yeah, I'm coming on 3rd South right now.
No problem. Take your time. We'll see you shortly.
All right, thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That was a great long interview.
Yeah, right.
I know. There's the bejeepers out of here.
Should we try to do something for him?
Yeah,
I have his file, so I guess you'll have to have the spaceship.
When I said, you know, Kazoo spaceship, you remember Kazoo on the Flintstones?
Oh.
Yeah. The little aliens there. I know, they laugh out there. This one has a bubble on the top.
Optional accessory. Sam, it's Greg Jones with the
Hello, how are you today?
I'm doing well, thanks. How about yourself?
Doing good.
Good. Hey, we're a little bit early. Are you okay to chat with the board for a few minutes?
Yes, I am. Right now.
Well, we have the entire board here. It's not just me. And we have a couple things to discuss with you. We received your letter requesting early termination. And it sounds like you recently had a visit from Doppel.
Yes, I did.
And you recently had a visit from your supervisor.
Yes, I did.
So tell us about those things. How did the visit with Doppel go?
It went really good. Had a chance to visit, and we checked everything out. And I liked the information they had about the new law changes that have come into effect on the 21st.
Well, that's good. Did they any issues or problems come up during the inspection?
Well, I've got the inspections right here. We had a couple of drugs that went bad like a day or two before that we were in the process of cleaning out. Other than that, I don't think there was anything else that was an issue.
Okay. Good. Very nice. Thanks for that. And then Travis Snow is your supervisor.
Yes, he is.
And how did his recent visit go?
It went really well. There weren't any problems there. They're very good help, too. They're PCAP certified over there with compounding. So he's been a great resource, kind of helping give a few pointers on how for us to get prepped and ready for it.
Okay. Good. So your probation is set to terminate in September. You're requesting early termination. Sam, just tell us briefly, you know, what you learned through this process and why you think we should terminate your probation early.
Well, as we discussed with the initial about a year and a half ago, that, you know, certain things we followed, I feel that we have followed all of that, and I think we've done a pretty good job of making sure everything's taken care of like we said we would. At this point, I wonder if, you know, we've done another inspection, and we don't have another inspection due for 6 months, which puts it really close to the cutoff time. Right. And I thought, well, we're kind of there.
When you say another inspection in 6 months from your
supervisor?
Okay. All right. Well, I would agree with you, Sam. I think you have done a nice job with the probation and doing what we've requested. Board members, anybody have questions for Sam or concerns? Okay. I would recommend that we go ahead and grant this, recommend to the division that his probation be terminated early. Somebody needs to make that motion.
So moved.
Thanks, Kelly. Second?
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Concerns? So Sam, we will make a recommendation, to the division, and then it's up to the division to approve that recommendation. So
So as of now, you're still on probation. You need to, you know, follow your stipulation in order. Watch for a letter from the division, and they'll let you know the outcome of our recommendation.
That'd be great. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Sam. Any questions for us today?
No, this is great. I appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome. All the best to you, and take care.
You too. Thanks.
Thanks, Sam.
Bye.
All right. Well, should we just wait for Dennis, or do you want to take a quick break and then? I guess I could do. I could probably do number one pretty quickly. Is Lynn gone?
Yeah.
Oh, he snuck out. Okay. Well, so we did have the UPHA annual meeting last week. What meeting was it? What number? Like 189 or something? 124. 124. Okay. Has anybody been to all of the meetings? All right. Those meetings are always fun for me. There's lots of good CE. And the coolest part of the meeting, I think, is just seeing the, you know, the people that have been part of the profession for a long time. And the very first event, which I was quite proud of myself for making it to, because it was on a Thursday afternoon. Anyway, so I'm sitting there, you know, getting ready to take notes about MTM, and to the left of me is one of my preceptors when I started in pharmacy. Anyway, at my table were three of the four pharmacists that I trained under when I first started in pharmacy. And I thought that was pretty cool. So it's neat to see the history of some of the guys that have been around for a long time. And, anyway, I thought it was a great meeting. A lot of our inspectors were there. So Travis, you and Lynn were there. Who else was there?
Shirley, Jennifer.
We were all there. Okay. Yeah. I guess I saw some of you. I heard that there was good evidence that you guys are spending more time working than golfing after your score that you posted in the golf tournament. Appreciate you guys being there. I think that's nice, you know, form relationships with some of the pharmacists and, you know, let them meet you outside of an inspection. So, anyway, I know it's a long trip, but I thought it was nice that you went and did that. So. Any other comments, Paige, on the
No, I feel the same. It's just a good opportunity to get together and see those that are part of the profession and make sure that we're all kind of in the same direction.
It's nice. We had some nice speakers. Nanette and Buck from IHC both spoke and did an excellent job. And it's nice to see, you know, a lot of Smith's people there and a lot of the independents. Yeah, that was a good meeting. Adam, anything you'd like to add?
That tends to be up for previous years for an outside figure. That's a good thing. From our side, that's what we would like to see. Good attendance. Good. Everybody was happy. We had
14.5 hours
of education.
Yeah, I heard. I thought Nanette did a really nice job just talking about some of the things going on in pharmacy and maybe the future of pharmacy. And it was interesting for me to hear lots of the attendees, you know, talking about our comments. And, so people were paying attention. And, you know, there's a lot of kind of, I don't know if scary is the right word, but there's a lot of stuff going on in pharmacy right now, and you can get kind of negative about some of it. And it was nice to hear people positive about the profession and know where we're going and what the practices will be in 10 years. That's all I had. Anybody have anything else to add? Travis, you guys have anything you wanted to add?
I don't.
I'm going to talk to Mark. Some of the pharmacists mentioned that they, if you wanted to trade golf for inspections, they would be happy to help.
I'm not sure if Mark will play off on that.
Hey, a lot of deals you made on golf course, but I'm for that.
Yeah. And we didn't come in last either, so.
Second.
Did Harmon come in last?
Okay, now may I say, there needs to be longest drive for a woman. I'm just saying. Best score for a woman, or maybe even best looking for some. There are prizes that should have been given.
I think that's a good idea.
I know. 2 years ago, I golfed it. That was the only lady. And this year, there was me and Camille, and then there with another lady on a foursome. So there needs to be like better prices to encourage some of the things.
They're good thoughts. Hopefully you took notes on it.
Sweet writing.
So Dane, we're going to spend some time on the rule writing, so we probably just need to wait for that. You probably have a list of things we're going to work on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a everyone should have a packet.
Okay. And is Lynn coming back?
I do not.
I'm not sure. I do know that we have most of us have a mandatory training at 11 that we have to go to.
One of you mentioned to him, she and I had a conversation. He brought up some things he was concerned about that we need to maybe look at the rule on. And just let him know, Dane has those, and we've got them on our list. So,
okay.
You know, we'll get to them when we, soon as we can.
Okay.
While we have a little bit of time, I have a question regarding Chantel Trujillo. Is she the young woman who did not show?
Yes.
So she's back on.
She is.
And we had made a motion to deny, if I recall.
Correct.
Correct.
So when she's coming in, this is to
appeal the denial.
Appeal was never formally issued.
We formally denied it.
Oh, did they ask?
Mm-hmm. And then she sent in her letter. Her. Well, she has the extensive the criminal history that's quite current that the board was concerned about. And then there's another copy in your packet.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. The other one should get pulled. And the bill's here, right? He'll be back.
Right.
Well.
Oh,
that's
Janice.
Perfect time, Janice. Yes. I just start
excellent.
Tell stories about you. So
it's oh, good. Yes. Oh, no, let's get going to something else, okay?
Well, Dennis, welcome. It's been a while since we've seen you, so
yeah.
I appreciate you being here.
I'd like to maybe update the board on
okay. I'm going to turn you over to Andrew. She has your file, and
right.
She'll go ahead and lead the discussion.
Perfect. I hope I didn't scare you too much when I called you.
No.
In an accident or anything.
No, it was an hour and a half from American Fork to here.
Oh, that's a long way.
So.
Welcome to the morning drive.
Yeah. Right. So.
Great. Well, we're glad you made it.
Yes.
So, update us then. What's going on?
Last time I was here, I was having a hard time walking and stuff. And about 7 months ago, I've always thought it was my back because I've had issues with my back. And just to the point, really, to be honest with you guys, I was about ready to come here and tell everybody I'd probably never work as a pharmacist because of my health. Couldn't stand up for more than an hour at a time, couldn't sit down. Took a big step, and my hip popped. And I've had it x-rayed before, because I told him it was in my hip. Well, it turns out it was my hip. It had gone up into my joint an inch and a half. The top half of the femur was dead. It took me about 6 months before I could even, about 5 months before I could even find somebody to help me get the finances to do it.